Human rights activists around the world continue to call for the opening of political space in the U.S.-backed African nations of Rwanda, Burundi, and Uganda, and for international justice and an end to impunity in the wake of the UN mapping report on human rights abuse in Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. But lawyers for the International Criminal Tribunal on Rwanda say there's no reason to expect justice from an international criminal tribunal. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
The UN report, most controversially, implicates the armies of Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni in war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Both reacted angrily to the report, and this week, Kagame also said at the swearing-in ceremony for his cabinet ministers that he will not respond to foreign donors pressuring him to create political space for the opposition in Rwanda. This morning, Victoire Ingabire Umahosa, leader of the FDU in Kingi, Rwanda's broad-based opposition coalition of parties, confirmed that the security operatives always outside her home had been replaced by police with firearms, at least six of whom were visible from inside. She also said that expanding the mandate of the International Criminal Tribunal on Rwanda to include the crimes of the Rwandan army and others in Congo is the best hope for international justice.
The good solution will be to extend the mandate of the ICTR, because some crimes committed in the Congo were committed by the army of Rwanda. And we think the ICTR should also have the mandate to judge also the crime committed in the Congo by other military.
But International Criminal Tribunal and Rwanda defense lawyers Christopher Black and Peter Erlander both say that the power of the U.S. and the U.K. so distorts international justice tribunals that international justice is not possible. Christopher Black says that the International Criminal Tribunal on Rwanda will never charge officers of Kagame's army because if charged, they will implicate their U.S. and European allies.
They're never going to charge the RPF because it would be too dangerous. You start charging the RPF, RPF officers to say they're next are going to start talking about others. And then you're going to get up to the Americans and the British and the Canadians and Belgians. The whole thing will fall apart. They don't dare do that.
Peter Erlander says that the U.S. controls the decisions of the Security Council and or ignores them, as it did with impunity in Iraq, and that it will therefore control any attempt to expand the mandate of the International Criminal Tribunal on Rwanda.
If the United States wants something to happen in terms of punishing these criminals, there's a way to do it. If the U.S. doesn't want it to happen, it won't happen, tribunals or no. Because the United States controls the ICTR, because the United States controls the ICC, because the United States controls the Security Council. So extending the mandate of the ICTR has no effect unless the policy of the United States changes to allow the prosecution of the RPF and Kagame for the crimes that are already known that they committed. And those crimes have been known for 15 years.
Erlander says that human rights activists should therefore focus on changing U.S. policy in East Central Africa, which has been shaped by the determination to control geostrategic resources, most of all, those of resource-rich Congo. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.